like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are alone. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
Yeah.
Oh my God, 2:30 on a Wednesday.
Yeah, watch out, everybody.
October, what's the date, 17th?
Something like that.
Something
Two weeks till Halloween.
Yeah.
It's going to be something.
I tell you, Harlem's going to be pretty spooky.
So an Asian guy, you know, the black guys always play their phones on the train.
Yeah, and, I love it.
And you don't, they don't, you got to listen to what they're listening to.
Yeah, no headphones.
Today an Asian guy was doing it, you know?
Yeah.
And I was going to say something to him, but then I'm like, I got a hernia, my wife will, you know.
Right.
Because I figure I never said anything to the black guy, but the Asian guy, I'm like. But then I'm thinking, like, Asian guy, because those are the new kids, new young kids saying the N-word on the train. Like,
right.
the high school kids, they all using the N-word because it's cool. But, you know, I was thinking, like, shouldn't Asian people be a little, like, especially Japanese, shouldn't they be a little bit more mad at us anyway? Like, they always say that we made the black people slaves and we brought them over and didn't pay them well.
Right.
But, I mean, we didn't drop bombs on them. You know what I mean? You'd think the Japanese would have a little bit more of a fucking chip on their shoulder.
How has that not happened again since then, by the way? How hasn't one of those
We dropped another bomb on Nagasaki?
Just in general.
Yes. Like the day before, Mischief Night? We do it?
Can I just jump in 1 minute and tell you I did probably the most disgusting thing I've ever done in my entire life this morning, and I'm being completely serious. So I just masturbated, and I'm laying in bed, and I have two dogs. I have a little beagle, nine-inch beagle named Indira, and I have Rosie, a Brittany Spaniel, and they like to sleep under the covers, and they're under the covers. I jerk off. I kind of tuck them all under the covers, you know, because I don't want them to see me, what's going on. But afterwards, I lay on my side like a cow giving birth, and my dog's little beagle paws are like right there by my ass, and my ass itched. But I didn't want to itch my ass, so then I had to go wash my hands. So I grabbed my beagle's paw, and I put it in my ass. I did. And I scratched my ass with my beagle's paw. I really did. And it felt so good. I just laid to my side and really got in there. And she liked it. It was no problem with her. And then I saw her later on that day. She was licking her paw like half an hour later. Probably tastes good to her.
It's animal abuse.
Yeah, it's fine. It was consensual.
Something. No, it wasn't consensual.
Well, I didn't put it all the way. It wasn't like I put it in my asshole. It was just where my butt cheeks are. I've got a very wide crack.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm done.
I don't even want to do this show. I can't imagine people listening to this going like, oh, this is a good fucking start.
It really did happen that way.
It'd be a good time for an atomic bomb to go off.
Yeah.
Level the city.
Pat Dixon's sitting in.
Hi, Pat Dixon.
What's happening?
Hey, and of course we have Tom Cassidy.
Hey, good to be here.
Tom's wearing his hood and his hat, just so you know he's from Philadelphia.
I tried to get Jimmy Martinez in today.
Oh. Yeah, I saw the
test. After Monday show, I thought we needed a little bit of a firecracker because.
You don't think Bob Biggerstaff had one?
Oh, my God. Talk about a dead weight.
A dead big weight.
He's just like, hey, Bob. He's like, all right. He doesn't even respond. It's like every drawn thing, anything at him, it was like a nightmare.
Yeah. Remember that thing
It's not even his fault. Like, I know he's going to suck.
No, he's a very nice guy.
Oh, he's a lovable guy.
Yeah. Remember that thing from Weird Science, like Kelly LeBrock turned him into? That kind of. Turd thing. I'm going to say he looked like a turd, but he just kind of sat there and just didn't do anything. I was like, okay, well.
Can we stay on one topic for fucking 30 seconds?
No, because everybody hates who I bring in now. So Tom's like, can I do the show today? I guess. I'm trying to get Jimmy Martinez, but because Jimmy's starting his show in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I saw a picture of the two of you.
Yeah, I saw him at the Comedy Cellar.
That's cool.
And I texted him earlier. I asked him if he could do the show, and he said no, and then I saw him at the Cellar. And then I was gonna ask him again, but you know I don't want to push it with Jimmy because they'll just fucking knock me out.
Does he go
Louis
up?
Louis at the no, he just hangs around.
Okay.
Then Louis was there too.
How'd that
Louis
go?
Getting less and less response from the crowd. Like when he goes up,
like they don't.
Either they're from Europe or they're just like.
They're like, oh, here's this guy. Great.
The first time I was there, I was there live, and they went kind of crazy, and lately it's been just like. I mean, they're excited, but it fades out quick, and you know.
Did you tell me that he lost $17 million?
No, I didn't tell you anything.
I heard about something.
I think he said that. Yeah, he said an article.
There you go.
Something like that. Yeah. Someone said it.
I don't think it was Kevin. $17 million?
Just by not touring and not doing whatever.
That's a lot of money.
Well, the movie didn't come out either. So
Wouldn't have made any money anyway. So. But he probably lost money because he can't get his money back on a movie.
That's the real thing with him, though, right? That he made a movie about a character in the movie who's jerking off in front of women. That's fucking pretty. Yeah, that's how this kind of all came about.
But it's black and white, so it's artistic.
Sure, but
Ted Alexander says they always leave clues. I mean, Bill Cosby was a gynecologist in Cosby. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Oh. So criminals they like to tease people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like let them know. Look, like how smart they are. Like Jack the Ripper would always leave some sort of calling card or something.
But he wouldn't use his dog's fucking paw to scratch it.
Brian McCarthy's famous animal rapist.
He's done some, terrible
really
things.
Gross.
But go ahead, caller.
Hey, Brennan.
Yeah?
Brennan?
Yeah.
Guess who this is, buddy?
Oh, Mike Boschetti?
Yes, of course, in the flesh.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
It's a lot of flesh.
Guys, how are you?
How you doing?
Hi, guys. You're one of the bravest men in comedy, Brennan. You're the John Hancock of comedy, buddy.
John Hancock of comedy. That's a real backhanded compliment. Look at his picture.
No, it's not. It's not because, you know what? You would tell a lot of Nick Richness to fuck off.
Mike, how you feeling? I know you weren't feeling great lately. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good because I broke my glasses last week. And I'm fucking as blind as a bat. I'll put it this way. Brian looks like fucking Raquel Welch.
Too soon, Mike. She just passed 2 months ago.
Is she dead?
No. She's doing great.
She's probably still fuckable, right? At 90?
I eat that fucking pussy.
You put your dog's paw in your ass. You do anything,
So, Mike, what's going on? What's going on? You got stuff to plug? What's going on? You just called
to
say hi.
I want to break your balls, really, pretty much, because I need to come up there and hammer you. I love Ooh. Breaking your balls because I want to say one thing about Louis, right?
Yeah,
I love Louis, and a lot of fucking dickwads fucking turn their back on him in this.
A bunch of jerk offs,
pussies to begin with in his business. They love. How many people he help get on TV? Brought them to the Garden open for him. Now they're crying little cunts and fucking backstabbing bitches.
Yeah, John Mulaney was with 3 Arts, you know, and Louis used to be at 3 Arts. Louis fucking made those guys a fortune, and John Mulaney does this whole thing on Twitter about, like, you know, blah, 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 and so did Judd Apatow. It's like, just shut the fuck up. Social justice warriors, just shut the fuck up. They win a couple of awards. Like they think they're fucking heroes. Shut up, Mike.
No,
they think they're
it's like high school, but it's number one.
Yeah.
Their favorite people can get away with anything. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
But the nerds are the jocks now. Am I right, Mike?
Yeah, the nerds are the jocks with all this technology. Look at Tom Cassidy.
Well, yep.
I like the nerds, and I love Jewish people in this, because I love them, too. They're the best. I really do. I get along with
You've gone too far now.
We're not
a fan of
the Jews. You know what show you're calling into? This isn't the B'nai B'rith hour.
Yeah, back up the special bus, Mike.
I don't even understand what Louis supposedly did wrong. I mean, he asked, can I jerk off in front of you? They were like, and then he did.
They worked for him, though.
What's the fucking problem? So what?
They have a little ladder-climbing bitches at the fucking Aspen Festival to begin with, first of all, because he didn't, you know what I mean? He asked, and they said, okay, you know what I mean? Probably little ladder-climbing fucking bitches.
In a big picture, it was very small because, like I said, back in the early 90s and late 80s and shit, it was like fucking New York was crazy, like drugs and shit, and stand-up was a mess.
Yeah, but you're not.
So for to be like, oh, this guy, like even if I would have known, I would have been like, so? I knew he was fucking weird.
This is only like six or seven years ago.
I talked to Louis last night. He was weird last night. Like, he's a weird guy. Like, he's not like, he never was like weird, but like goofy weird, you know?
But these accusations are like 6 or 7 years ago. It's not 88.
It's more than that. It's like 10 or 15
even
years.
Even if it's only 10.
The statute of limitations on nothing.
10 years at least.
Yeah.
All the shit you've done. You had a guy blow you, and then you
lost my erection the minute I could feel
his
stubble.
There's nothing wrong with the guy blowing Brian, though.
No.
Yeah, it is. It's still weirder than it's still weirder sexually than jerking off in front of women.
It's gay.
It's dead.
How dare you?
What's a statute of limitations on being a faggot?
Mike, you should finish your sandwich.
Yeah, but guys, the thing is, how many people did he help, you know, put in the garden, open for
Mike, I agree 100%. Louis was always using everybody in New York, except me. He used everybody in New York, and he was never, you know, and all the West Coast guys, they all fucking shit on him because, again, he doesn't live there. If Louis lived out there, if they were going to see him at the Comedy Store, they would all shut their fucking mouths. They're all a bunch of faggots, like... Like, comics are the biggest cowards of all because they think they're tough because they go on stage, they talk tough, they maybe do a joke. When's the last time a comic got into a real fucking fight? Like, they're just cowards. They're cowards. No, we all know that.
Kurt Metzger kick your ass.
When's the last time he got into a fight?
He got his ears boxed at the Cellar, like,
as
years,
he should be.
Years
that
ago.
Fucking Dumbo. He's like a big, guys, he should be a float on a Thanksgiving Day parade.
There you go, Savard.
Just a big, dumb, ugly fucking Jew.
Big fucking cock of his.
Oh, Jesus Christ, we hate the Jews.
Right? If a fight broke out of the bar, and we're all comics there, right? This is who I'd want on my side if a fight broke out.
Uh-huh.
I definitely want Joe Rogan, because he'll rip your face off.
Okay.
Yeah, Rogan's a tough guy, and Rogan, I'm not saying everybody's a coward, but I'm saying, like, you know, comics talk like, I'm a tough guy, but it's like,
I mean,
what's that little
guy,
Patton Oswalt? Like, he talks tough on Twitter. He's a dwarf. He's a dwarf. Like, what the fuck is he going to do? Like, what is he, for real? Is he going to... He's gonna stay. It's like everybody's tough on Twitter, so in real life, what do they do? Nothing, nothing.
He married the girl from Dream a Little Dream About Me. Remember the hot girl?
He murdered his wife.
Yeah,
because he was sick of her.
Wife killer.
I don't know.
I'm not against it. I'm just saying that's what he did.
It's a fucking Columbo episode.
That's a Columbo episode, clearly.
I'm sorry to bother you, Mr. Patton, but your wife. Sorry, Mike, go ahead.
You guys, I got to get going, but thank you for having me on.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. We love you.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye,
buddy. Follow Mike Pichetti on Twitter.
You know you don't get when Mike Pichetti hangs up on you.
I know. Mike's like, I'm out of this.
It's like what Mike Pichetti says, you know, you're not my type.
Yeah, it's not you, it's me.
Mike, I loved you, Mike.
How
could you
up,
do
I
this,
think?
Mike?
Or no?
Anyway, yeah, so I was going
to... Comedians aren't tough, though. That's why they're comedians to a certain
extent. No, but
extent,
they act
right?
tough. They all act tough on Twitter. Twitter's like the biggest fucking mockery of comedy of all time because they all act tough, especially the West Coast guys. And it's like they're all a bunch of vegan fucking faggots, you know? But they all act tough on Twitter.
Fucking Neil Brennan. He's the biggest one of all.
There you go. That's too low hanging fruit. Low hanging fruit.
Home.
That's his brother, Pat.
It's his birthday in like 24 hours.
I am 47?
Huh?
47?
45.
Oh, 45. Welcome to the club, Neil.
You're the same age as Neil?
Yep. Best year of my life.
Oh, my God.
It's great.
Best year of your life?
No, it is not. No. Just saw my therapist.
You fornicated with a dog today.
No, I didn't. I put
no,
the dog
in
between my butt cheeks because it was itchy, and it saved me the trouble of getting out of bed and washing my hands. I just used her and Dara's little paw to give a little scratch. She loved it.
Speaking of Neil, Elon Gold started some shit with me last today because hey, can you guys go to Elon Gold's Twitter from 21 hours ago? Something.
Saw that. You were really.
It's about SNL.
Oh.
He was defending SNL, because somebody was like attacking SNL. Some critic was attacking SNL.
Yeah, SNL's.
What's his name? Elon defends it. What is this, like, some the Jewish mafia? Because he's like. He tweets about how. This is an unfair indictment of SNL. They booked Kanye West for the same reason they always have. He's one of the world's best rappers. What does he know about fucking rap? He doesn't work on Friday. That's how Jewy he is.
Oh, really?
So he's a big rap fan. And Pete's segment was on point and hilarious rebuttal. If you want change, write about why young folks aren't voting. Not about a sketch show.
Hilarious.
Have context to the article that he's referring to?
It's just a long article about how, you know,
articles are fucking corny as shit.
No, they're
too,
mixing
though.
Politics and entertainment. My point is, Lauren, they don't have no show except for Kanye and Trump.
They have no show.
What would they talk about if it wasn't? They love it when there's fucking Republicans in the office because the show's better because they attack. Because it's a liberal, it's a left-leaning show.
Just like CNN. If it wasn't for Trump, CNN would be off the air. They'd have nothing to talk about.
Right, that's why Fox News does better when the Democrats are in office because they fucking, the people are like all fucking jacked up and they're like, oh, we got to see what they have to say. But the fact that like, oh, they act like Pete Davidson going like, you know, Kanye. What's the show? Lorne loves it. Lorne's a fucking Jew, and he wants ratings and money. He knows that if he gets ratings, they can never touch the fucking show. So he doesn't give. He loves when Kanye does this shit. They have Kanye the first fucking show. They know he's crazy. Then the second week they booked that other fucking guy that the Kardashians fucking
Paul Simon.
And they know the Kardashian people will draw fucking eyeballs to the fucking show.
Yeah,
Kanye's got to be the only guy, only performer that can work both SNL and the Oval Office. He gets booked for both of those.
Well, Daryl Hammond a couple years ago, maybe before everything fell apart.
He's talking about a performer.
Right.
He's talking about a singer. The point is that Kanye is being used, but the fact that SNL acts like they're mad is a fucking joke because they got no show. I was thinking, like, what's the show? Even next week, what's the show? Like they have no show.
They
like,
don't have any.
They don't even use their fucking regular people on the show. Do people watch the show for Colin Jost? And fucking Michael Che? No, because they everyone else is doing that show too. So
that Kate McKinnon is like the only person.
Yeah, she's the really only star from the show.
Yeah, that's it.
So she can't be on every fucking thing. And then there's one guy, Kyle Mooney. Hasn't even been in it. He's been on the show for like 5 years. No one's ever fucking heard of the guy. It's unbelievable.
And
Lorne doesn't
good.
Fire him because he don't even know he's there. Kyle Mooney. Rings a bell. That's Lorne. Do your Lorne. Rings a bell.
I mean, it rings a bell. His name. I don't know exactly where he'd be. And then,
Kyle Mooney, baby.
Kyle
baby.
Mooney's, you know.
I like Kyle Mooney.
See, can we see how long Kyle Mooney's been on the show? I mean, he's been on the show for years. Huh? Does what?
In the sketches that he's in.
What does he do? He just does his line? Les Dog?
The thing where he pretended to be Pete this season was funny, I thought.
The show's unwatchable. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't say it's unwatchable. I'm saying like the fact that.
But you can't see.
The fact that they act like that.
Go ahead. Take a minute.
The fact that they act like they're mad about what Kanye did.
Sure, it's all ratings.
And
of course.
Chris Redd was like, I wasn't there. I wouldn't have stood for that. I retweeted him. I go, motherfucker, you would have done the same thing Colin Jost did. You would have just stood there like the bitch that you are. And then he didn't like that tweet. He wants to fight me. Chris Redd. I'll fight him.
That'd
be good for my ratings.
Yeah, for sure.
He's little, too, right?
Yeah, he'd beat you up, though.
Would he?
Yeah, you're
he
an old man.
He would go low, huh?
Yeah, you're an old man.
So no, I got
you get
weapons.
You get treacherous and shit.
Huh?
You get old, you get treacherous.
Yeah, I'll do anything. I got nothing to live for. Yeah, I want to go to jail. Three beds and a hot.
Yeah, no, sure. Three aunts in a bed.
Nothing to prove.
Imagine they get you up every 8 hours. Move to your bed, Sally.
Three aunts in a car, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, three aunts in a car.
He
right.
fake corrects it wrongly.
I know, I do.
Three beds.
Get up, inmate. You got to move to another bed. You're like, this sucks.
Three beds.
What am I getting my one meal?
Three beds and a head. That's the guy who blows
one's for
everybody.
Sleeping, three one's for rape.
Right.
And what's the other one for?
Rape again.
Okay.
More rape.
Yeah, it is prison.
Yeah. It's just
no, it just kills me how like everybody, and even on Twitter, people are like, yeah, Kanye, and then the people that work there are like, we didn't approve of that. It's like, first of all, Lawrence just sitting there counting his fucking money like the Jew that
there
he is.
Go.
And
thank
he's
you.
Like, he loves it. He fucking loves it.
Right.
He couldn't be happier when this shit happens. Because everybody's talking about the fucking show. When Alec Baldwin gets, he loves it. Because no one's going to talk about fucking Colin Jost or Pete Davidson unless he's who he's dating. No one talked about Pete Davidson either. So he started dating that fucking
Ariana Grande.
Thanks. Yeah. I guess you guys assumed I wasn't going to remember her name.
I don't know what you're up to.
I was going
to
say Cardi B.
Well, it's like when Sinead O'Connor ripped up that picture of the
right.
Pope. You know, it's all ratings,
right.
baby. Of course.
No, but he loved it. And then when Madonna ripped up the picture, it's like he lives for that shit.
What did Madonna rip up?
He her ripped pussy. a picture of
Sean Penn.
No, a fucking
Sinead O'Connor.
That's what
Sinead
I just
O'Connor.
Said.
No, Sinead O'Connor ripped up a picture of the Pope.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
what
Madonna
I said.
Madonna ripped up a picture of Sinead O'Connor.
Really?
The next episode.
I don't think that happened.
Yeah, it did. Absolutely happened.
No, Kevin was
ask your
time.
Mom. You weren't born.
Stop mentioning my fucking mom, man.
I don't think that happened.
Kevin
it absolutely happened.
Kevin was in his late 30s. He remembers that episode.
And the best part is I watched the Pete Davidson thing today because Elon sent me a DM like, your fans are fucking assholes. I'm like, come on, man. Seriously?
Well, he tweeted that too.
No, but then he sent me a DM like, what the fuck? Why are you going after me on Twitter? I'm like, I'm just going after, like, why are you defending SNL? What, you have nothing, you have no affiliation with SNL. So I watched the Pete Davidson fucking thing where he's like making jokes about Kanye. The audience, of course, is clapping and laughing. The same thing they do when Kanye's there. They're just fucking cucks. Whoever's there, yay, Kanye! And then that I didn't even see the end of the when Kanye talked, but that was they cut him off right. I mean, they only showed him like a minute talking, right? And then the rest of it was
it
what
was just live.
Somebody
so
taped
I think
off
when
their
it
phone.
Was live, you could see it if you were watching Saturday Night Live live, obviously. But then they took it off. Like if you watch it back, it's not there anymore.
But Chris, it's on YouTube.
Chris Rock taped it with his phone.
But I'm saying like it wasn't like the show was over. That's why. But Kanye was like, okay, I'm going to do this. But the point is that like the fans cheering no matter what. When Kanye came out that day to sing, they went nuts, and they're like,
Did they cheer for the Trump
And then they cheer for this, and they cheer for that, and they're like, yeah. So it's like whoever's there on stage, they're cheering for it.
They're just happy to be there.
They're happy to be there, and they're just fucking cucks. They're fucking total cucks, and they're like, he's great. That guy,
everybody's
even
great.
Chris Redd. Oh, there's Kyle Mooney. Oh, wait, that's an usher. It's the same fucking thing. The guy has no charisma.
You should see Kyle Mooney's movie.
Talk about
Brigsby
no charisma.
Bear,
what,
good.
Tom?
What do you got, Tom?
I like Kyle Mooney's movie, Brigsby Bear. It's good. He's a good filmmaker. Kanye at this point is like, he's like an abusive boyfriend.
Okay.
That I've like stuck up for, and now he's like finally killed me.
No.
Yeah.
No, you'll be back.
Yeah.
No, I'm dead.
So you're dating Kanye in this example?
Ooh.
Yes.
Who's pitching?
Me.
I know, of course you
are. You'll be back because Kanye's playing you. He's just playing you like an abusive boyfriend.
I like his music, but he's definitely a little loopy, for sure.
Yeah, but that's how he gets all the attention that way. He knows he wants attention. He knows, like Lauren knows, like if people are paying attention to you, then you're still in the fucking, you're still in the game. Once they go like,
attention.
Once you become predictable, then you're done. Look at the fucking Beatles. They were always like they were always changing and evolving. Like first they were like had the dumb Brian McCarthy haircuts, and then they were long hair hippies, right. And then they were fucking Sgt. Pepper's. So it's like they know it's not complicated. You gotta.
Well,
I used to wear glasses and I took them off.
Well, Beatles are spicy because we like peppers.
Sunglasses, yeah.
I'm not saying I'm a gold digger, but you're also a broke nigger. What? I like that song.
Why? Because you get to say...
Yeah, pretty much.
You get to say nigger in front of your kids?
That's a cool song. I don't know.
Like you always say the N-word 22 minutes into an episode.
Yeah, it's a union, it's a union regulation.
Uh-huh. It's like his ass with his dog. He gets itchy.
I really did that.
Sure.
I got to own that for life. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a nice thing. I don't know.
Even jerking off with the dogs under the covers is too weird.
I know.
They shouldn't even be in the room.
I know, but I'm not jerking. It's not like I'm like putting a light in a candle. It's really just like lancing a wound. I'm just like, it takes me about 2 minutes. I just get it out of me.
Oh,
and
no,
then...
I get it.
So you just lay there? You just lay there?
Yeah. I jerk off into one of my T-shirts.
And then you lay there.
I lay there on my side.
For how long?
I wait for my penis to get soft.
When he comes, he can actually see for a split second.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like...
that was a good one.
Yeah,
Tom.
Like the dead zone. Thanks. Remember Christopher Walken?
Let's mark the time. Tom Cassidy said a funny.
1 year in.
254.
One of America's top 800 comedians. So it's good.
It's not bad, actually.
No, it's not bad. There's how's that wall comedians. Thing, with your head sticking out of a wall?
It's called Comedy Club, you cocksucker.
Do people like it?
Yeah, you know.
We have another
good,
comedy club to go to? How many have you done? Two?
Three.
Oh, let's see the third one.
Two so angry. Yeah, the third one's out, baby. We don't got to look at it
yeah,
here.
Yeah, let's look at it.
Just for a second.
We got
comedy club
episode 3. Dude, show the part. Wait, show the part where this is episode 3? Yeah, just go right into it. It's where the white lady hits
hard.
Me.
That's why I turned myself into a comedy club.
That's so great.
This is comedy club.
Don't go. Your name.
I need this. What the fuck was that, lady? Are you nuts?
Did you pay her?
Oh my god. Typical white women. There you
That's
go.
True.
There it is.
On her
Stars
phone. What a cunt.
Phone. She's gonna. Hey,
why
don't you have?
You interview me?
Don't you want to fucking take joy away from black people somewhere and call the cops? You psychopath!
I have a lot of
That's
black
a good
friends.
One,
thank you. Yeah, she was hot. No, she just randomly
nice
kicked
try,
me.
Police.
That's fucking crazy. That's almost
I know.
Assault, right? If you did that to a woman in a comedy club box. Depression.
For
you
Tammany.
Would get arrested.
There's going to be a woman.
Yeah,
it's going to be called
a
Tammany
like
Club.
A cuntity club. You know, box
club. Yeah, cuntity club.
It's Tammany Club, but whatever, guys. It's all good.
Coos Club,
Cuntity Club. We're trying to sell tickets
what are
you here.
Tom,
well, you guys are real
what are you
clueless.
Doing? Say it again.
Oh my God,
where's that Union Square?
Good
yeah,
one of my
I mean,
favorite
listen,
parks.
To the show, maybe
it's a good park.
Look at people just unemployable.
It's a tough one. It's a tough crowd, man.
I walked this old
Why'd
lady.
Why'd your mom leave?
Don't go. Come back.
What did I tell you?
I got better jokes
about my mother.
All right, the last
you
one.
Keep your
me?
Name.
Can you tell me?
This, all right, we can cut it now. We get it.
No, I want to watch it. Brian,
viral?
Get the fuck out of the way, you dumb fathead.
Of course not.
Who has a fatter head than Brian McCarthy?
I'm just trying to make you laugh.
Somebody. This is a tarot card reader.
That's all
She's
I'm trying
very
to
upset.
Do.
Oh, because you're interrupting her session.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not
like,
cool.
I know you guys are talking, but you're
oh,
not
look at that.
I
thought that was Jimmy.
I knew you were going to say
enjoy
that.
The show more. If you
Tom, can I give
me,
you actually
you
a note,
so mad,
if you don't mind? I honestly
I'll probably
feel like
mind.
I feel like if you have material, it might be a different approach if you actually stood there and just did your like did your act, just stand there instead of like being man on the street stuff. I don't.
I do that too, Brian.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying it's great. Look, it's gold.
How about try someone else's act?
Yeah.
How about just
steal?
Do like? How about just do jokes?
Yeah.
Like
I do jokes
comic,
too. I do
the
jokes to the
comic.
Guy on acid in the first episode. I do jokes to people in every fucking episode. We watch 2 minutes of an episode.
Or you
okay?
Go ahead. Here's a go. I'm gonna give this to you.
Don't talk to me about my art, Brian.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to get In Hot Water to do the unknown racist, like the unknown comic, and you wear like a hood, like a KKK guy.
That's great.
And you just do racist jokes because they don't
you
know,
do it on your show. Why are you pitching things?
Because they do sketches.
Fair enough.
So I thought it'd be harmless. You just wear the fucking KKK hood and you do racist jokes. The unknown racist.
So here's my joke for you, Tom. You stand there and you go, "Hey, folks, you know my favorite band is Pink Floyd," because you know the Wall.
Oh, so you do.
Man.
So you'd have
it would
someone.
Kill on the street.
You'd have someone explaining the joke
to
everybody.
No, you just do terrible jokes. It's like horrible brick wall, but all about bricks and like walls. Hey, anybody see those three little pigs? Good luck getting past me. There you go. If you had a megaphone that had that noise, I think it'd be.
So
fine.
I would actually love to have you. Could you come on an episode and I beat you with a bat?
No,
you
know, so.
You
if by bat you mean your cock.
You did your act in the country. At night, and you just literally heard crickets for real. Real crickets.
It's very meta.
Sure.
It's avant-garde comedy.
So,
man.
Is it catching on at all?
Yeah, man. What do you mean?
Are you
by
in
that?
Talks with anybody?
I think there's things, you know.
People are talking?
Sure.
What is comedy?
Like, well, it's a comedy, but his name is Tom.
Well, my name's Tom.
So, Tomedy isn't really quite a thing. It's just like a pun.
Well,
like you made a pun with your name in comedy, and it's Tomedy.
Yeah, puns
but Tomedy
things.
Isn't like a new thing.
Tomedy Club. I mean, I'm a comedy club. My
right.
name's Tom.
Oh, you're,
what are you not understanding about it?
Well, I just say it seems like it should be funnier.
Oh,
but Tomedy, now,
what,
so...
What isn't
but,
funny
but,
about... What, are you talking what, about the 2 minutes you
watched? Well, no, about the act. Like, when you're on the street, are you supposed to be making people sad?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, no, I think when they don't think
so
it's funny...
So that's the joke.
When they don't think
that's
it's
the,
funny,
that's
also
rub.
Funny.
Ooh, how about Comedy Tub, if where you're sitting sense. In a bathtub, and they're just sitting on the street in a bathtub.
See, that's good.
Telling jokes.
Maybe.
Tomedy Tub.
Tomedy Tub. Oh, the brick wall, and you can keep jumping in behind it and getting in the tub.
No, I think you need Tubbity to be...
Club.
I think you need, yeah. to, I need, you need people to interview. You yeah. can't just be going.
I got
around.
The green room. The comedian's chilling in the back of the green room. The
I
back
know,
of the costume's
need,
the green
you,
room.
But you—it's got it. You can't be waiting for. Listen, we all know it'd be funny if you were black, but since you're not black,
there's going to be an urban comedy.
Black face.
Yeah, black.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be
black
so great.
Face.
Oh, that'd mm-hmm. be so great.
Yeah, Union Square.
Damn, this wall is high shit.
And then you just
man, y'all tripping.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or you ask people serious questions about like politics and stuff. You're like, what do you sure. feel about that? Like, you're like, just you don't even reference the fact that you're a big brick wall. You
know, yeah, that might work.
Yeah, it could be funny.
Ask him like that journalist who got beheaded in
yeah.
fucking Turkey or
you're
whatever.
Like, how many pieces do you think he was chopped up in, sir?
Well, no, I appreciate this writer's room that we're having.
Yeah, we're spitballing.
No,
that's
thank
the
you.
Worst thing about when something fails, then you get a lot of suggestions. It's like when you're batting like 120, people are like, you should hold the bat like this. So you're
I
like,
think
oh.
When you see something, and don't take this the wrong way, when you see
sure,
something
sure,
as uniformly
sure.
terrible as that, mm-hmm. you have an obligation to try to make it better.
Well, listen,
uniformly
Brian.
Uniformly terrible. At least he can see, so
fair
go
enough.
Fuck yourself.
Right, listen, I agree. Don't insult the ghost guest.
I'm not a ghost.
Ghost. Maybe I would kill to have a fucking ghost on here. It'd be better than Bob Biggerstaff. Well, he's a ghost. What? Ghosts usually aren't funny. At least he has an out.
He's got like, chains around him. He's a big white sheet. Right. Are we going to get dressed up for Halloween for the show? We should do a costume party.
I'm going to wear a mask. I already have a couple of masks to choose from.
Okay.
Black Panther.
That'll be fun.
Or
White Panther.
Or, yeah. No, Black Panther or Hulk.
Okay.
Or Trump. Probably goes Trump. I'll probably wear the Trump mask on the train.
Can you do a good Trump impression?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
MAGA.
It's Asian Trump.
Yeah, what the?
Go ahead, caller.
The poodle roar.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
Brian.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Brian. If you sleep with a dog...
Pardon
your
me?
Wife is fucked.
What?
You shouldn't let a dog in your bed.
Yep.
Disgusting.
Why don't sleep with a dog? They have, they're crate trained. They're in their crates.
Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck.
I
want to
explain. They got out and I let them come up on the bed after their walk in the morning, and my wife and kids left the house. I fired up a little mompov.com, new sponsor.
I hope your children weren't in the room.
What's crate train mean?
Crate trains mean they are trained. Their crates are like where they live. They have little. They're big crates.
Under your bed?
No. There's two in.
I've got a suggestion for you.
Sure.
You don't need an analyst. You need to put the fucking crates outside.
I live in New York City.
Don't put it outside.
I don't have an outside. Are you from like Manchester or Northern England or something?
Well, England, but not Manchester. No.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, I want to go to. I know it's like Manchester's assholes. Fuck Manchester.
Anyway. Fuck that. First of all, your accent's not very believable.
No, he's good. It's real.
Is it?
Yeah. Sounds great. What are you talking about?
Ooh, let's go to Hadrian's Wall, you guys.
I just came a little bit. Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, am I? How's that better?
This has turned Cockney quick.
Just say something that we can understand. Say something that we can understand.
You have the floor, sir.
Okay. Why does everybody say it's such a good rapper? He's not even a rapper, is he?
Oh, Kanye West? I think he's terrible.
No, he's not a rapper. A rapper rap?
Yep. He's definitely a rapper. I don't know what you're talking about.
Why, because he's black?
Because he fucking raps. When?
What I don't think
he's no Grandmaster Flash.
No,
he's no Grandmaster Flash. Thank you. Thank you, Cockney Jim.
Yeah, exactly. Cool Modi. That's when they really rapped.
Listen, when I look for hip hop knowledge, I'm not going to some guy from Britain. But Kanye West has like 9 albums, and he raps on all of them. He's a rapper.
Did you suck his dick?
Like
much?
Him or not like him?
Can
he's still
anybody
a rapper.
Rap though? Can anybody rap? You just rap.
Yeah, but people are not everybody can do comedy. Not everyone's good at comedy.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but is he a good rapper?
Yes, he's a good rapper. He's a great rapper.
What'd you say, sir? Sorry, back it up.
I heard Barry Manilow rap, but it doesn't make him a good rapper.
No, it's crap.
Anyone can rap. So you're saying he's a rapper? He seems to me he's like a singer that raps. He's a musician that raps.
He's a rapper.
So Pat can rap. Pat rap.
Yeah, fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it back because I'm brown and not the other color. So police think they have the authority to kill a minority.
It's like Ice Cube's.
See, that
room.
Was a great rap. I mean, is that bad? I don't know. It rhymed
right.
a couple times.
Well, it's, he didn't
great,
come up with that.
Yeah, it's good.
But it's still a good rap. I didn't know
I'm freestyling
he didn't come up with it. You freestyling it?
Yeah, fuck that shit.
The guy, it's not American Idol. No one gives a fuck that he has an accent. Yeah,
I'm trying to engage.
Just say something. Say something.
No, we're all talking over each other.
They didn't like him on SNL because he did something funny, which makes the rest of the cunts look bad.
No, he didn't do. Okay, he didn't do anything funny. He did something controversial, which none of the fucking regular panelists. Nobody on that show does anything controversial,
exactly.
Except Pete Davidson got married or got in. That's the only thing that's happened to anybody on that cast in 5 years. What else has happened? Nothing. So they don't get any outside attention, publicity. So they got to rely on fucking Kanye and fucking Alec Baldwin because Lorne hires cocks. He hires guys that are in trouble. Kyle Mooney. Who the fuck is he? Colin Jost. I mean, the guy should be in a corporate office somewhere. The guy just smiles a lot.
Oh, he got in some trouble, though, about that trans joke. Somebody said there's like however many Colin Jost.
Yeah, he didn't write it.
He said, this is why, what was it? This is why Trump got elected, yeah. Because there was like somebody said something about all the different genders.
Okay, but he didn't write it.
He didn't write it.
He didn't write
Maybe
it.
Maybe he
just
wrote
said it.
It.
So
he
again,
might
he
have
didn't,
wrote it.
He didn't get into
it.
He didn't get any trouble. I didn't hear about it.
He's from Shaolin, man.
Huh?
He's from Shaolin,
Staten Island, Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the guy's he's a nothing. He's just a smiling white dude.
He's fucking
another
Scarlett Johansson,
white dude, huh?
Handsome. He's fucking Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Handsome
he's
goes
beautiful.
A long way in this business, baby.
Yeah, if you smile on, you're handsome. Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead, bud.
I've got to go.
All right.
Bullshitty, you got to go. Like, I give a fuck. Hang up. Never call in again.
Thank you for calling
Jeez,
in.
I got to go. What time is it there? Who gives a fuck? Is it nighttime? Is it night? Say hi. Give your mom a kiss on the cheeky for me, you fucking
God.
British fucking piece of shit.
He had to make his
now,
Brexit.
I hate the British, what they're all like. Hey, yeah, it's interesting because I'm saying it, right? Not this time. Not this time.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you
my
got?
Goodness.
It's Hugh Fink with Hugh's Hollywood Views. What's up?
Security has a fucking thing for him. Fink, so yeah. Fink, you worked at SNL, right?
I did. By the way, I want to agree with something you said a few minutes ago about Kevin said anybody can rap. He's right. Look at this way. Refrigerator Perry, a 400-pound man with diabetes, could rap. He did the Super Bowl Shuffle. Case closed.
Right. Super Bowl Shuffle.
Yeah.
Anybody can do anything. Anyone can dance. No, anybody can do comedy. Good at something or to be
bad at it.
Who?
Kanye.
Yes, you fucking idiot. How many times do you want me to say it?
What's a bad rapper? He forgets his words or he stutters a lot? How are you a bad rapper? What happens when you're a bad rapper?
My name is not good.
You don't...
Go ahead. Do some bad rapping.
My name is Bron, and I'm here to say I'm the best rapper in the... America. Yeah. Shit. Let me try that again. Yeah.
You end up selling your shit in Times Square, asking people if they like hip hop.
Right.
That's what bad rappers do.
Selling mixtapes in Times Square.
You guys, whether someone's a good rapper or a bad rapper, it's like pizza. It's still pizza when it comes down to it.
Or pizza. Some people just...
Is that really Hugh Fink?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Hi.
That's fucking awesome. Hey.
Hi, yeah. Hugh.
Hey.
That's not true, though. Why? It's just like, because some people don't like rap, but if you like rap, there's a difference between good and bad rap music. Like
but
any
not
music.
Much.
All music
it's like
is
pizza.
Relative.
It's not true. It's like, you ever eat pizza and go, oh, this is really bad. It's like, it's always okay.
Exactly.
Or you never go, oh, this is the world's best. I see people waiting outside of that
fucking...
Some
pizza is poison.
At 6th Avenue, right at that fucking little triangle park there, right. At whatever.
That little dollar
John's
rhyme
pizza
store,
whatever.
Yeah.
They wait in line, and then sometimes there's nobody there for 3 in the morning. I'll go, and I'm like, it's just pizza. People see a line at pizza places, oh, we got to go. Or John's Pizza on fucking Bleecker. It's pizza.
That's right.
So rap is rap. It's not complicated.
Is that rock and roll is rock and roll?
No, because rock and roll takes a little bit of talent. You have to learn how to play a fucking instrument.
All music is relative, man.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Well, Kanye
music
won,
takes talent.
He won 21 Grammys, Kanye did.
Yeah.
Rap takes no talent. Rap is like podcasting. Anybody can do it.
Anybody can rap words together.
Did you
that
say Toto
true.
Won four
I did
Grammys?
Say Toto, I did. They won 4 Grammys. Case closed.
Who won 4 Grammys?
Toto.
Good
Rosanna,
point. And your little
Rosanna.
Dog, too.
And your little dog,
fucking
too.
Tono, Africa.
People who are a little bit older, I think, just don't like rap generally. Just like people who
black,
didn't like...
Because it's black people. We don't like black people.
Sure, yeah,
and we
course.
Transfer it onto rap.
But it's just like
we
people...
like them the same amount as you. We're just honest about it.
Yeah.
No, that's not true, though.
Yeah,
you
you're racist.
Yeah.
Fink, doesn't Lauren love when Kanye did that at the end of the show? He loves it, right?
He loves it just like when you and I were on the show. I think you were there. He had on Monica Lewinsky to do a I'm like, seriously? We're going to have her on our show? She has no talent. She blew the president in the green room. That's not a talent.
There's a green room in the White House?
Blowing somebody.
It's a skill, really, yeah.
I guess.
There's a green room in the White House?
The most... Whoever is like the hottest, most controversial person in the news, if they'll come on the show. Listen, he's been last 2 weeks. Lauren's been trying to book that Arab journalist who got murdered. Just in case he's still alive. They're trying to get him on.
They're going to have his arm on.
He's going to just have his head on his
head. Oh, God.
An elbow. Just a bloody stumbling elbow.
Fuck.
If they did that, they'd get their fucking balls back again.
Lauren's like, let's get
just
to Yogi. Kyle Mooney, you can do a sketch with him.
Kyle Mooney, no one's ever heard of him.
Until I brought him up in my analysis of Neil's Emmy thing. You didn't even know who he was.
I didn't even know who he was. I had to Google him. I know him because he worked on the Norm Macdonald show, and he did like this man on the street goofy shit. And then I knew he got a job there because I just remembered. And so I know it's been years that he's been there. No one's fucking heard of him.
No.
But so whatever. But I know Lauren loves it. I know Lauren loves any of this shit. Like you said, he wants to get that fucking beheaded journalist. So, but you can't blame Lauren. But for people to like jump in, and go like, you know what, Lauren? He doesn't. Lauren just loves it. Lauren loves controversy of any fucking kind. Case closed.
Because it gets people talking about the show, and that's good.
Right. Because then people will watch it, even if they don't like it, they'll watch it to hate it.
That's exactly right. And for him. If you're discussing how much you hate it, that's better than not discussing it at all.
It's like, you know, this show.
Again, it's, it goes to what you said, attention. It's all about attention. Whether it's good or bad attention, if you have attention, that's all that fucking matters. Here's
that's
a
right.
good example of a bad rapper who has a lot of attention now. This dude named Tekashi69. But he's a troll. He's like you. And he just shits on everybody. He's this little Mexican kid from Brooklyn. And
I like him already.
Yeah, but he can't rap, but he just talks shit, and he's blown up over
it. He's got a cool grill.
So it's...
Okay, but here's the thing. Rap is like podcasting. It doesn't really take a talent. So why not be a troll just to get yourself on the map? As long as you don't get killed, what you got to lose? What
think
do you have
of it
to
like
lose?
This. Okay, ready? So let's go to like a poem. Is there a difference between a good and a bad poem?
No! All poems suck. You went to college.
Come on, man.
Burritos are good.
I remember I was in college and the teacher's like, interpret this poem. I go, interpreter. You're getting paid, you cunt.
Let me spit some fire.
What grade did you get?
Burritos
I didn't do well in poems.
Burritos are good.
Well, women, who gives a fuck? E. Cummings? He can't use capital letters? Go suck my dick.
Burritos are good. Burritos are nice. I like mine with chicken and rice.
I think we're making a point here that poetry and rap, all it requires is you have the ability to rhyme, and that's not a talent.
Right. Thanks, right again.
Right.
If you
rhyming.
Can rhyme,
rhyming's
they think you're a
talent rapper.
Brian, you got another blind Mexican rap?
There's a way back home. I call it a tunnel. My favorite
cake is made
with funnel.
you can't even rhyming at a fucking junior college.
What?
Reason you can't. There's no rhyming even at junior college. No courses.
Nope.
And it's true.
So if you can rhyme, you can rap.
Okay, let's take it away from poetry for a minute. A good song. Let's say a songwriter, for example. Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
There are good rap songs. There are
like
good
what?
Rap albums that
don't
are like
do
complete
it.
Cohesive.
Nasty Nas,
works.
Illmatic, motherfucker.
Illmatic.
Best album ever made. Boom! Drop the mic.
Biggie.
I like that.
Can't
what's
you
that guy,
see?
There you go.
Life After Death.
That's Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah, that was good. He was good.
Ghetto Boys, we can't be stopped.
And they kill him because black people, they can't share.
It's fucked up, man.
Nah. He's not dead. He's living on an island in the Caribbean with Tupac.
No, but the fact that they killed him, it just goes to show there's something wrong in the community.
You think?
They can't just let, you know.
Yeah, that was 21 years ago.
Like,
kill
like the
him,
fucking
man.
Mick Jagger didn't kill John Lennon.
I'm going to kill you, John. Oh, it's amusing. Oh,
people know how to play nice. I mean, white people know how to play nice. Black people are like, I'm going to kill that motherfucker.
Yeah, meanwhile, MC Hammer is at the Iowa Boat Show this weekend. He's doing fine.
God damn.
Because Iowa's landlocked.
Who books that?
We should do his plugs every week.
Yeah, that'd be great.
MC Hammer. MC Hammer. He blew all his money too.
But you know why? Trying to share with everybody. He's got a big entourage. He's trying to share.
That's another problem black people have. They get a big entourage.
Pay $10
once they
per pleat in those pants.
Well, again, there's something to rap too, like with longevity. Like people who are good for a long time, that shows that they're talented at what they do and they're good. Like Jay-Z is a very good rapper.
He's not as good as his wife.
Jay's.
He's not as good. His wife has talent. He has no talent.
Yes, he does.
He goes, put your hands in the air.
His first
show
album.
Me a concert where he doesn't say, put your hands in the air. Who gives a fuck?
I went to a rap show,
put your hands in the air. I put my hands in the air. My wallet's gone.
What is this, Kids Bop? He's not saying put your hands in the air anyway.
No, he's a hack. Put your hands in the air.
He's got arguably the best rap album of all time.
He's got 99
Reasonable
Problems
Doubt,
and a Bitch Ain't One.
1996.
99 Problems and a Bitch Ain't One, right,
Black
Brian?
Album.
What do you got?
Yeah, I got so many dogs in my yard. It's crazy. People think I'm Mexican, but I'm not lazy.
See? Brian's an instant fucking... He's a gold machine with this rapper.
Can we do effects to make Brian...
a skill for Brian.
Look like Tekashi
69?
Mexican
can we get some rainbow hair for Brian?
Is that what he wears?
Yeah. Picture of Tekashi 69, please.
Oh, my God. Really?
I said, please.
Are you producing the show now?
I said, please.
Okay, great.
What do you mean? I'm just
you
trying to
You do it
fucking...
all the time. Well, you ask them to bring up shit all the time.
Okay,
you're not...
Fair enough.
Just to show you.
Okay.
But again, it comes down to attention. Like you said, Lauren likes attention. This fucking jerk off we're about to see likes attention. Our president likes attention. It's all about the trolls. And that's why I said you should be more successful.
You're wearing a hat and a hood.
I'm dressed as Antifa today.
I would love to see you get your ass kicked. But one of the Proud Boys walks in, he beats the fuck out of you.
Yeah. I almost fought Pat
hey,
for saying
you know the
Comedy
Proud
Club
Boys
sucks.
Started here at this network.
There's Tekashi 69.
Yeah, Gavin McGinnis used to work. He had a show here for a while.
Dude,
for like
using,
over a year, and he's the Proud Boys literally started
they're using
here.
Videos from the Gavin McGinnis show to show how much of a psycho he is online like
no, it's
today
so
or
funny
yesterday.
That Comey was talking about the other day. He started as a joke. Just making fun of the guy who used to work here.
Did you look at Tekashi?
Yeah, Ben.
Huh?
Did you even look at that
picture? Who was he making fun of?
Ben Ratner.
And then who was Ben Ratner? He's
Ben Ratner's just like 20-something-year-old virgin, just a night, just a, and a terrible kind of a person, kind of person who's going to go far, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he had a show here?
Yeah, he, you know, he was in the booth.
Oh.
He was like the old John.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. He was pre-John. I used to call John worse than Ben when he first started.
Wow.
As an insult.
Okay, so what are we looking at?
Well, you went on a rant, and I don't think you saw the picture of Tekashi 6ix9ine.
That's the Mexican guy?
That's Tekashi 6ix9ine, yeah.
Right, and he knows, because, listen, Trump became president by being the biggest dick, and fucking, so Lauren knows, like, you can go far with just pure straight-up publicity. So the fact that, like, I just, it makes me sick that people are like, yeah, Kanye was wrong. Like, Lauren loves it. Lauren
Absolutely.
Couldn't be... Lauren couldn't be happier. Lauren will have Lauren probably is texting Kanye right now, like, oh, I think it's great. You know, people are still talking about it, blah, blah, blah. And Fink was right. Fink's right. The best line of the fucking show was like, he wants that fucking, that except for your raps or Mexican
Khashoggi.
Raps. Was he wants that
Khashoggi,
guy. Yeah. Lauren will get the guy, whoever. Whoever's blowing up, that guy in the Middle East.
He had Stormy Daniels on.
Huh?
He had Stormy Daniels on. Yeah, she did a sketch. So, yeah, of course. That's fucking garbage.
Lauren isn't convinced. Lauren thinks that that Khashoggi's holding out. So Lauren's like, did you tell him we'll give him a room at the Four Seasons plus a limo ride? Like, Lauren, he's dead. It's not about the hotel room.
Can we talk about how funny it is that Trump called Stormy Daniels a horse face? That
is he did?
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious, yeah.
Today?
Yesterday.
Pull up the tweet, baby. Really come upset. On, give
he
it to her.
He said he wouldn't fuck her because she's a horse face?
No, he was like, their fucking case against me fell through, and then he called her a horse face.
and people were acting so appalled by it.
I know.
You can't call her a horse face. She's a fucking porn star. Call her a dick in the face.
I don't know if she had a face.
Again, dude, these are things that I
he's
like
about
him.
He's an insult comic, and he's president. Like we should
him.
All be proud.
I've never been prouder.
Well, it's like Ronnie Dangerfield from Caddyshack if he was president. He just insults everybody. They let him in the fucking nice place, and he insults everybody.
Well, it looks
like,
good on you,
too,
though.
At this point, too, every day he says something crazy, and people are like, I can't believe he said it. It's like, how can you not believe shit at this point? Are you fucking stupid? Like, how do you not believe anything he says at this point? But this is hilarious.
I thought the last line was
federal
a total,
drudge
I thought the last
out.
Line was a total coon. total, the last line is a total con. I read it as a total coon. I'm like, he's calling people coons? He's really crossing a line.
He didn't just call her
face?
A
federal
face.
Drudge throws out Stormy face. Daniels' lawsuit versus Trump. Trump is entitled to full legal fees. Fox News, great. Now I can go after Horseface and her third-rate lawyer in
I'm
the great state of
that.
Texas.
That's how
hilarious.
Strongly I feel about
That's
it.
Great.
Also, it's like she's fucking saying what his dick looks like. He should be able to call her a horseface. I'm on board with that.
Oh, you're with him on that?
I'm with him on
that. That sounds pretty Philly to me.
Yeah. You got a rap about Horseface?
Yeah. I like to ride horses. I don't want to nag, but I sometimes think Liberace was a fag.
I don't know what to do with a horse face.
Sorry, I'm a little unstable.
Oh, I get it.
I intentionally don't take showers before I come here because I know I'm going to have to take one when I leave.
Because you get all sweaty from laughing.
Yeah. Plus, he won't come near you if you stink.
By the way,
and you smell like a chihuahua.
Do you ever, little dogs are cute, little dogs are fine. My girlfriend likes to drink so much of wine.
We're really
to be continued,
this
it doesn't really end.
Fair enough.
I like the way he didn't call her a horse face. He called her horse face. Yeah. He referred
so
to her
funny.
As horse face.
Right. Like it's her nickname. Like old horse face over there.
Imagine you're so confident, some girl's blowing you and say, hey, enough with the teeth, horse face.
Yeah. You come, you're like,
you insult her and she's blowing you.
Also, it's just so funny, too, that it's not even that big of a news story that he's calling some porn star that he obviously fucked horse face.
No,
it's great.
Classic. It's
hilarious.
A fun time. Fink, you're right. I mean, I don't know where you are politically. I assume, like, in the middle. But how do you feel about all these left coast comics being so, like, going after Trump? Patton Oswalt, all these people. It's kind of, it's getting to a point where it's like, come on, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm living it. Believe me. I'm here in L.A. I live it every day. And, again, it's a little like the Lorne Michaels thing. If these comics smell publicity,
right.
They will jump on it to get their name in the paper. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, any cause that they think, oh, if I tweet something about this, that's going to get me an Entertainment Weekly.
And I'll get a lot of retweets. And but you can't even not hate Trump out there because then people will fucking stone you, right?
They will stone you. Yes. I mean, yeah. I'd say, like, you know, my kids go to school. There's not one family who would publicly say they support Trump, or they'd probably be kicked out of the school.
Yeah.
That's just the climate we're in.
But then if you're in Riverside County, you know, like 40 miles east or east of you, everybody supports Trump.
That's very true. And I mean, look, I don't know when you say everyone, but you're right. A lot of people do. And you go south into Orange County.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing.
You're going to
get a lot of Trump sympathizers. But it's just, you know, the west side of L.A., Santa Monica, Palisades, Hollywood. You're not finding any Trump supporters.
Fink, they already have a segment called, it's called Use Hollywood Views.
Right?
And it rhymes. And so everybody's, they're rapping too.
It's pretty good. I love it, Kevin. My attorney, just like last week, is sitting here, and he's already filed, like, the official thing that we own the segment. So it's all good.
That's how lawyers are.
Jews.
West Coast lawyers,
hey, you know, let's go back to SNL. I wanted to play a game with you guys that I like to do. You said, Kevin, that you were discussing how without Kanye and controversy, you don't even know who the show is. You're right. My game's called SNL cast member or 1990 Yankee. So it's like Chris Redd, Alex Moffat, Jim Leyritz, Kyle Mooney, Mel Hall, Jesse Barfield, Steve Balboni. I don't know who's a fucking cast member and who's a Yankee.
Steve Balboni. Yeah, he's dead. I think I work with him at SNL, right? Steve Alboni?
I think he's an SNL cast member,
right?
He was
a caterer.
I don't know.
All right, Fink, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Yeah, take it easy.
The legend.
But he's right. He's right.
Well, that was a fun call, wasn't it?
He's right. Lauren.
Yeah.
He's right. Lauren would, Lauren doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren's smart that way. First of all, O&A... Those guys, Howard Stern, they all did that shit. They all did fucking... So this thing that, like, that's the way to fucking get people... I never heard about O&A till they fucking... till Paul Mercurio got him in trouble, or probably before that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, the random public, that's how they hear about these things.
You,
like,
need a, you need a big guest like Paul Mercurio to come on your show.
No, but that's how the word gets out. Oh, what'd Kanye do? Then people are like this fucking, there's another rapper. I don't hear about rappers until they, like, get shot. Or they get some white girl pregnant. You know what I mean?
You're an old man, so you're
not really
tapped in.
That's what makes you prick up. Yeah, you hear what? I got shot.
No, then I see, like, what did this guy do? Who's this guy? Like, this guy, he's got dollar signs in his name. I didn't know nothing about him, and then he was in the news. I'm like, oh, let's listen to some of his lyric rapply.
Ty Dollar Signs?
What's a guy with dollar signs in his name?
Ty Dollar Signs.
ASAP?
ASAP. ASAP.
ASAP Rocky?
Is there a rapper named ASAP?
No, yeah,
look at me in the fucking eyes. You don't have to ask them about rap. I know about rap.
No, they have Google. You don't have Google. Is there a
rapper? I don't need
it.
I am rap Google. ASAP Rocky. There's ASAP Rocky. He's from Harlem, and then he's got other people under him named ASAP. Yeah, he's good.
And he's got dollar signs in his name.
There's a dollar sign, but there's also.
Here's another thing rappers do. They're always saying about how much money they make. Like it's.
Well.
Are they going to start rapping soon?
This is the rap. They're doing it.
No, they're not.
But what has he done?
ASAP Rocky? He's got good albums. He's got like three
albums.
But
what did he do that he was in the news?
I don't know what ASAP Rocky did. I don't know what you're talking about. It could have been Ty Dolla Signs too, because he has dollar signs in his
fucking
name.
This is like Jimmy Martinez Facebook Live. He's smoking and then he starts...
Let's dance together. Want to do some rap dancing? Let's do some rap dancing.
I think this is a 90s Yankee.
First of all,
who's that one?
Okay, so why is this good? So the music's good. All the music's the same. The back.
You
the
don't understand it because you're old.
Yeah, but the background music's the same. And then they're all just rapping about the same shit about how they're niggers and they like white bitches and they like money. And they like to drink the Slurple. Like, they're all the same. Every rap, it's like country music. It's all the same. Every song's the same. Every rap song's the same.
I didn't
call them song because there's no music. A computer generated a sound. You call that music? Fuck this. I'd break the mic, except I'd have to pay.
Yeah.
But you don't. A lot of the things that you comment on, you don't actually watch or listen to.
I listen to that music. It sounds like every other song. But people fall through to personalities.
ASAP
so
Rocky's
that's why
got
they all have
song.
That big personality. That's why that fucking Mexican guy with the fucked up teeth, he's smart. He don't want to fucking pick grapes.
Smart.
He don't want to work in the kitchen. So he's like, let me fuck up my teeth, right?
I don't need no dentist. I don't need no school because all of you kids know that I'm real cool.
Do the Humpty Hump.
There you go.
ASAP Rocky has a good song with Rod Stewart.
Really?
What?
ASAP Rocky and Rod Stewart have
a song. Yeah, because Rod Stewart's I'm not cool, so I got to get this ASAP motherfucker. Get him ASAP. So he comes in.
Had...
Of course he's late. Is that why he's named ASAP? Because he's always late?
It's a forever late.
He's being ironic.
Lord be with you. Everybody, do you like corn chips and grape soda?
But I'm saying you don't really watch Saturday Night Live either, really.
Not unless something happens.
But I'm saying that's my point.
You don't listen to rap.
You just shit on things you don't know about.
To Lauren's point and my point, I only watch it when something happens. When I see a clip, am I going to sit there? First of all, I'm working on Saturday Night, unlike you. I'm working on Saturday Night.
I'm working on Saturday Night too, you fucking piece of shit.
At the Tomedy Club.
Like walking around a
whenever I want to. It's more of a daytime thing.
Hey, quick question, though. You do know a lot about rap. Who's the fat white guy that has all the tattoos on his face from Miami, and he goes, I sell cocaine!
I don't know if there's tattoos on his face. Oh, you're talking...
Hyman, Hyman Roth.
What's that?
Hyman Roth.
Hyman Roth.
Make sure everyone sees the cake before
there's
you
There's not
it
a
up.
Plaque or a statue.
Garrett, can you please...
What happened with the cake? What was that cake scene
I know
about?
Who you're talking about.
Yeah, Garrett, can you try and find that? It's like a...
We're out of time.
Oh, no.
That guy stinks anyway.
He's fucking awesome.
Nah, he's got a good
personality. He's got this big tattoo on his face. He's a white guy. He's a fat guy. And he goes, I sell cocaine!
He's not fat.
Well, he's heavyset.
All the music's the same, so they have to have a bigger than life personality. They learn that from Biggie Smalls. The best way to become famous is to get murdered or get shot. So
yeah,
I don't
well,
even know if that's.
It's better to live. You
I don't know.
Live.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like. I never heard about 50 Cent until he got shot.
You're thinking
times.
Of Riff Raff.
Riff Raff. That's
Riff Raff.
But he.
Hey, honey, you want to go see? I got two tickets to Riff Raff. You want to go?
Better
just
bring
like,
your.
But there's bad.
What's
like,
that?
Again.
Rugrats. You got two tickets to Rugrats.
Rugrats. What Tommy?
Pipe down, Tommy Pickles.
What's that? Tommy Pickles.
Is this the guy?
It's a Rugrat.
Yo vendo perico. Yo vendo perico.
Oh, this guy. I don't know. That's a different person that you were just showing.
So again, this guy's trying to look like a clown because then people will notice.
I don't
him.
Like this guy.
He looks like the Gary. He looks like, he looks like Gary Oldman in True Romance.
Yeah, exactly. You have to constantly explain that you're not gay.
You want some Chinese food?
That's the best scene of all time. Oh my god, that movie's. Listen, if I leave you people with anything, if I'm ever murdered,
thank you, Garrett.
Watch True Romance. It's the best movie of all fucking time.
Yeah,
it's
we just, got everything.
It's on, the acting. I mean, I don't even believe in acting, but the fucking. I mean the. Yeah. Oh my god, I'm gonna go watch it right now.
You know what
he must have thought it was White Boy Day.
That True scene Beverly with Hills. Dennis Hopper and fucking Christopher Walken.
You're an eggplant.
Oh my god, that was like the best fucking. It was unbelievable. I still, I can't. I mean, you really saw fear in a guy's eyes, and he's acting.
Yep.
You know what's another good fun movie I just watched on Netflix? In Bruges. Have you seen this?
Oh, it's great with Colin Farrell.
Yes, good film.
I will watch a movie with Colin Farrell.
Why?
Because I don't like Collins.
Fair enough.
Colin Jost, Colin Quinn, I like, but
yeah, well,
I'm not gonna watch a movie called what?
In Bruges.
It sounds like
they play hitmen. But I'll tell you a quick, stupid Colin Farrell story. My friend was working on that movie about the Lost Colony. I forget what it's called. Jamestown, I think. And he was working on it. And, you know, you wear your mic, you know, and he didn't know that his mic was, like, not was still on. Mm-hmm. So he's, like, talking to this other guy. And he's like, I fucked her in her ass. And he's like, talking, it's like, saying all this, like, fucked up shit he did to an extra. And he's like, I came in her ass. And then she squirted it out. And then I fucking put a cigarette out in her back. And, like, when he was a real party boy, you know. So my friend, like, has it all on. It was like, he's like, oh, Colin, your mic's still on. He's like, oh, yeah, sorry, good crack.
I was just kidding.
Just kidding. I didn't do any of the things I said. I told you.
A limerick.
I stuck my beagle's paw in her ass.
That really happened.
Sicky. Brian knows he's on mic.
It's a rough
this.
Life.
No, you didn't really do that.
I really
right?
did
just
that. I promise
the show
you.
Strong.
No, I'm not.
I know there's nothing wrong with that. Dogs have done worse.
It wasn't in my asshole. It was just on the perimeter.
Dogs eat other dogs' ass.
That was my
smelling,
point.
They're smelling other dogs'
asses. I wasn't
jerking
off while I did it. There was cum leaking out of my
He's
dick.
He's probably happy to just live in Park Slope, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not so much from the dog's perspective as it is from the human's perspective, you know, letting
really?
A dog get
I
into
mean,
his
only,
ass.
The only reason I give him a pass is because he's blind. He can't find stuff, you know, he doesn't want
to. Oh, that's different.
Seems
okay.
To me that. Doing the work of grabbing your dog's paw and inserting it in between your butt cheeks is more difficult than just getting up.
Oh, no. I've got a very wide crack.
What does that do with it getting up?
Chuck it right in there. What's that?
When you have a wide crack, it's hard to get up?
I mean, it's like it's easy. It's like it's a lot of meat back there. Like, I just kind of took her little stubby leg, and she could have pulled it away. I didn't shove it in there. I wasn't like, if you pull it out, I'm going to hit you. She stuck it in there, and then I used her little nails, and I just kind of scratched like around where the hemorrhoid is.
Did she purr?
No, it's a cat, not a dog, not a bird. No, but she wouldn't look at me. She wouldn't make eye contact. She, like,
how
back.
Do you know?
At this point, dogs can purr, you know?
So that dog thinks you're a perv anyway.
Yeah.
The dog knows you're using it for different things as a fucking ass scratcher to seduce Adam.
His dog's name is Cum Potty.
Yeah.
Cum Potty.
So that was the first.
It's weird when your dog is a safe word.
All right, so we got to do our plugs,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah. Tom, where are you performing? Let's start over there.
October 24th, West Side Comedy Club, New York City, Carmelport Live. Sherrod Small, Tom Shalhoub from Fox News Radio will be there, too. October 24th, West Side Comedy Club, New York City, Carmelport Live.
Great.
Is it a fundraiser?
No, it's just for fun.
Oh.
A fundraiser?
No, because, no, fund.
I know what I'm saying. It's a fundraiser. He's going to raise funds.
Oh, I get it.
With hilarity.
October 24th.
No, because I didn't think Tom Shalhoub did a lot of shows.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He's a good egg.
He's a good egg. Damn good egg.
I thought it was Shuley.
Shalhoub.
No, taking a Shuley from the Howard Stern show.
It's not Shuley.
Oh, no. Tom Shuley. Now I know who you're talking about.
And Sherrod.
Oh.
Sherrod.
Sherrod. He's one
black
name only.
So you got something for everybody.
Sherrod.
Doing his famous 8 minutes, everybody.
The helicopter.
All right. What do you got? Come on, Tom.
Man, I'll be at New York Comedy Club tonight and this weekend and, you know,
you're
Comedy
working
Club
there?
In the
you're
park.
Just, you're going to be there.
Listen, what are you, 50 years into comedy? You old
I know, I'm
fuck.
A failure.
Yeah.
It's been well documented what a failure I am.
Any social media stuff?
You know, Cassidy Comedy, it's right there. Comedy Club, I think, is great. It's a piece of work, and it's art.
Yep.
And if some people don't like it, they can go fuck themselves. And, you know, we're going to do another one soon, probably. And
you know what you should do? For real. Rap.
Yep.
As Tommy Club, start rapping.
I'll think about it.
No, because they don't.
Hey, thanks
a
for
white
having
rapper
me.
Is always a bit of a change of pace.
Rest
so
in peace
you just
to Mac
start
Miller.
Rapping, and in a rap, like a song, you can say crazy shit, and it's just part of the song. You can use bad
can you
words.
Can you be my ghostwriter for Comedy Club?
Yeah, sure. I'm a brick wall. You know, this really stinks. I bet behind me might even be a kitchen sink.
Oh my God, this guy's uncanny.
It's right there.
I just like to think of the mouse in his brain coming up with that.
Synapses firing. Remember, folks.
As soon as he does one, the mouse starts drinking again.
I can't.
Now the mouse is drawing
3D. Okay, remember, folks, November 12th.
No one's going.
Yeah,
it's
no,
been canceled.
We're doing great.
Is it
actually
sold out?
How isn't Kevin on that show?
He canceled last year, so he's banned.
Oh.
Dang.
So we got.
I might show up just to see what the turnout is.
Sure, you go right ahead. It's $125. Robert Klein, you get all kinds.
You gonna charge me?
No, you'll get in. I'll get walking.
$125 to see you host?
I'll give you the disabled rate, $20.
Oh, that's nice.
You can PayPal it. November 12th, Laugh Recite at the Gotham Comedy Club. I'm hosting. We've got a great lineup, Robert Klein, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to be a lot of fun. Brian McCarthy Comedy, Brian McCarthy Interview Show at Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter. And, of course, we have Misery Loves Company. And then we also have, of course, thank you to Compound Media. And there you go.
Kevin Brennan, 666.
six right. Cough.
No, I'm getting rid of his cough slowly but surely. Kevin Brennan 666 on Twitter and Instagram. God bless America.
Yep.
MAGA.
Robert Klein.
Go, Robert Klein.
Shout out to you, Fink, and Pat Dixon for sitting in with us.
Where's my motherfucking fried chicken and biscuits?
I got blisters on my finger.